Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back, joined by the absolutely fabulous Monica Crowley, the star literally of stage and screen and radio, and now once again a best-selling author of a marvelous new book, What the Bleep Just Happened. And Monica, I want to tell you, I have enjoyed reading it so much, in particular the sections about the president's dismal record about national security. And one of the questions I guess I really wanted to get into with you is, as you look at that record, how important is it that it be a feature of this election cycle, that people actually recognize that far from being this, just unsurpassed commander-in-chief, it's a record almost unblemished by success?
Thank you for the question, Frank, and always a joy to talk to you. Thank you so much. You know, one of the things I wanted to do in this book, because I hadn't seen it done anywhere else, is put together the entire Obama domestic policy record with the entire foreign policy record, because I think when you see all of the evidence amassed in one place, in both sides, the evidence is really quite devastating. And you're right to point out that this president has spun a narrative with the help of the left-wing media that he has been an outstanding commander-in-chief. So much of that hangs on the Osama bin Laden raid and the death of Osama bin Laden. He has been touting that. He has been leaking about it nonstop. I think it's very important for the American people to understand that there is so much more to this man's record than just that one raid, and that we have to look at the overall record. And when you look at the overall record, what you see, Frank, is a commander-in-chief who has been very actively dissing our allies, pumping up our enemies, facilitating the rise of the Islamists throughout the Middle East, including the Muslim Brotherhood and, in fact, Al-Qaeda, turning the other way as Iran works 24/7 toward a nuclear weapon, doing everything in his power to let the Russians and the Chinese run wild in different sectors. This is a man who has been very actively engaged in taking the United States down a notch or two, because he comes out of this very radical anti-American philosophy that the United States has never been a force for good in the world, and in fact has been a force for malign intent and objectives. And so what he has done very methodically in every corner of the world, in every aspect of his foreign policy, has been to do exactly that. And that has been to denigrate and degrade America's power, our ability to project power, and our prestige around the world.
Yeah, you know, Monica, I've coined what I think is a pretty concise description of the Obama doctrine as emboldening our enemies, undermining our friends, and diminishing our country. And it sounds pretty much as though that that tracks with your discussion in the book and your findings. To the extent that that's what we're dealing with, let me just come back to this question. Mitt Romney, of course, took an excursion overseas, visiting Britain and Israel and Poland, came in for a lot of grief about comments that he's made, all of which seems to play into this idea that he mustn't, under any circumstances, get into a serious debate with Barack Obama, let alone challenge him directly on this record that you've just described so well. What would your advice be to Mitt Romney under these circumstances, and do you think there's any chance he's likely to take it?
Excellent question, Frank. First, to address whether or not he actually made gaffes, I happen to disagree with Peggy Noonan, who said that, yes, his trip was full of sort of gaffes and things that should not have been said, i.e., are the British prepared to run the Olympics? We saw a lot of problems with the Olympic Games, especially in ticketing, with security and so on. So the content of Romney's criticism was correct. Should he have perhaps addressed it while he was still on American soil? That is a question for another day. But his remark about Palestinian culture with regard to Palestinian economics and the failures of that system is absolutely correct. And this is a conversation that we should be having, and good for Mitt Romney for saying it. The choices that any society makes, political, economic, cultural, it does reflect on them. And you know what? Sometimes societies and cultures do have to make choices and learn from them, the way the German people learned that if they elect the Nazis and Adolf Hitler, it's not going to end well. Or that if the folks in the Gaza Strip elect a terrorist organization, Hamas, to be their leadership, it's not going to end well. So this is something that Romney raised, and I think he was right to do it, and good for him. So this idea that he had this gaffe-prone trip was a creation of the left-wing media. Now, on your second question, Frank, about Romney's avoidance of foreign policy issues, I understand it to some degree, since this election is really going to turn on the state of the economy, Obama's destructive policies, and the lack of jobs and economic growth. That's what most voters are focused on. However, we are not just electing the head of a party, the head of the country. We're also electing a commander-in-chief, and we need to understand here that because of Barack Obama's destructive policies, the American position in the world is a lot weaker. And in fact, the perception of America is a lot weaker in the world thanks to him. Governor Romney should use this as a huge opportunity to talk about strengthening our military, about turning back the nearly $1 trillion in defense cuts. By the way, Barack Obama only supports cuts in defense. That's the only thing, Frank, that he is willing to cut. Meanwhile, his own defense secretary, Leon Panetta, says if you go down this road and actually make these cuts, it is really going to damage our ability to defend ourselves and our allies and project power in the world. Obama's own defense secretary says this. Governor Romney should be talking about all of these things, the Middle East, China, Russia, in very forceful ways because he has one heck of an opportunity. And by the way, Frank, I'll just point out that when you say he's been avoiding the foreign policy debate, that's true. However, he's not going to be able to avoid it for much longer because the very last presidential debate between Romney and Obama is solely centered on foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. But as you know, Monica Crowley, as a woman who worked for years with former President Richard Nixon, who has been writing and commenting on these issues. These sorts of issues mustn't be simply thrown against the wall in one debate. Yes, he has to be prepared for that, and yes, he has to, you know, come across as reasonably competent, but the groundwork really has to be laid for this. And I guess that's the point that I'm most troubled about is, you know, we talked on your program recently, for which I'm very grateful, about this controversy concerning Michelle Bachmann and four of her colleagues raising an alarm about a really critically important issue, one that I think is a huge vulnerability for this president, one that is ripe for addressing, indeed requires addressing by Governor Romney, namely the influence operations the Muslim Brotherhood has seemingly been running with increasing effectiveness against this Obama administration. Yet he has said, I'm not going to talk about that. My campaign is not going to talk about that. If you were advising him, Monica Crowley, if you were, you know, counseling him on how to get from where he is right now with, you know, his arguments being about the economy, yes, but he's not closing the deal. How prominently would you argue this portfolio ought to feature in the effort to try to do so?
100%. I mean, if I were advising Governor Romney, I would say, look, I understand this is controversial. I understand you do want to focus on the economy. I get that. I'm not telling you to go off the message of the economy. What I am telling you, Governor, to do is simultaneously, in addition to focusing on the economy, focus on the grave national security threats we are facing, both abroad and at home, thanks to this president. And I would argue that he should take on the issue, Frank, that you have been on the forefront of for many, many years now, which is the Muslim infiltration by the Islamists here in the United States through the Muslim Brotherhood and their associated and front groups here in the United States, such as CARE. I understand it's controversial. Romney probably thinks that he has nothing to gain by taking it on before the election. I think that's a mistake. One of the things that I always say, Frank, you have a version of this as well, and this is something Romney should be saying to the American people. All of the things that we talk about domestically, from jobs to economic growth to socialized medicine and Obamacare, all of those things are critically important, but you know what? None of them matter. None of them matter if we are all dead. Now, that sounds a little bit like hyperbole, but actually, Frank, given the nature of the threats we face, from Iran with a nuclear weapon to the Islamist infiltration here in the United States, it's really not that far off the mark. We are being destroyed from within, and he should have the courage to make that argument.
Well, and I believe must if he is to be a competent and effective commander-in-chief. Monica Crowley, one final question. Are you available to serve as vice president?
Are you drafting me, Frank?
I am drafting you right here, right now. God bless you, Monica Crowley. Go forth and multiply, and good luck with this marvelous new book, What the Bleep Just Happened. Nobody is a happier warrior than you. Nobody tells these very important truths better than you. I hope you'll do so again with us very soon.
I went from a size 18 down to a size 5, and I was able to keep it off.
Angie had some serious challenges.
I had gone through a divorce and put on quite a bit of weight. There was an accident where I was put on a lot of medications, and I put on over 60 pounds. I tried every kind of diet, but diets just did not work.
Diets don't work is something they hear a lot over at the MetaSystem from Judy Singer.
I heard about Judy Singer's MetaSystem, and I thought, well, you know, couldn't hurt to call. And I called them up, and they told me all about the product, and I thought, well, I'll give it a try. From the first week that I was on it, I wasn't hungry a lot, and it was just amazing. Jumping about 3 months ahead, I dropped 63 pounds.
If you're ready for a natural product that cleanses your system and helps you lose fat, talk to a Judy Singer counselor about the MetaSystem. Call 1-800-711-JUDY. 1-800-711-JUDY. The MetaSystem from Judy Singer. Powerful, all-natural weight loss. 1-800-711-JUDY.